Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, January 9th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.04. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Sedgwick County Commission swings farther to the right.
The commission swore in newly elected leaders on Sunday. Among them, Ryan Beatty, a Republican who defeated Democrat Lacey Cruz in the November general election. Cruz had experienced several controversies in the past year that included her being kicked out of an Old Town bar for arguing with a server and calling her a racist name. The other two members, Jim Howell and Pete Meitzner, both Republican, were reelected. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Junction City Police are investigating a homicide involving a teenager. Officers were called to a home on Fort Avenue on Friday and found 18-year-old Carson Simon of Ogden dead. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Geary County Crime Stoppers, 785-762-8477, or Junction City Police, especially if it involves Simon's whereabouts between 9 a.m. on January 5th and 10:30 a.m. on January 6th. The investigation is continuing. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2016 Jeep Cherokee, driven by Teresa May Myers, 64 of Waukini, was westbound on Interstate 70 just west of the Kansas 147 Ogallala exit just after 8 a.m. on Saturday in Trigo County when the driver turned around, traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes toward the rest area. The Jeep continued into the rest area from the wrong direction and struck a legally parked 2020 Volvo truck head-on. EMS transported Myers to Trigo County Lemke Memorial Hospital, and a man identified as W.A. Richard Weber, 65, of Kissimmee, Florida, was in the sleeper section of the tractor trailer and did not have any injuries. Myers was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will begin its next public meeting at noon on January 12th at the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita. The meeting will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, approval of past minutes, and public comment on items not listed on the agenda. No items will be voted on during the commission's January 12th meeting. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Brad Loveless will provide an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Chief Legal Counsel, and a general discussion period that will cover the 2023 Commissioner Big Game Permit Program update and drawing, the proposed 2023-2024 webless migratory game bird bag limits and season dates, the proposed 2023-2024 waterfowl season dates and bag and possession limits, use of night vision during the coyote hunting season, hunting pressure on public lands, the proposed 2023-2024 deer season dates for Kansas's military installations, and the amount of fees charged for licenses and permits. Commissioners will then hear several workshop session items which may be voted on at a future date. Following the workshop session, time will again be set aside for public comment on items not listed on the agenda. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually by Zoom, and virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com. An interpreter for the hearing impaired can be requested by calling the Kansas Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing at 1-800-432-0698. And any individual with a disability can request other accommodations by contacting the Commission Secretary at 620-672-0702. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place March 9th at noon at the Ramada Convention Center in Topeka. The Saturday, January 7th, J.R. Durham Invitational results for Norton Boys includes 106-pound Aston Cats, 9-5, placed third and scored 12 team points. 113-pound Derek Clydesdale, 11-8, placed third and scored 11 team points. 120-pound Jayton Weigel, 13-4, placed first and scored 20 team points. 126-pound Jack Carter, 10-10, placed third and scored 19 points. 132-pound Darian Musquez was 4-12. 138-pound Brennan Bonestell was 8-2 and placed second and scored 18 team points. 144-pound Heath Simmons, 2-9. 157-pound Colby Minaw, 8-8, scored 3 team points. 165-pound Logan Bonestell, 8-9. 175-pound Brett Smith, 5-9, scored 1 team point. 190-pound Garrett Urban, 14-0, placed first and scored 22 team points. 215-pound Jefferson Otter, 13-4, placed third and scored 12 team points. And 285-pound Corbin Puga, 16-0, placed first and scored 22 team points. The Kansas Department of Agriculture and From the Land of Kansas State Trademark Program will host a marketing training academy in 2023 for Kansas specialty crop growers. This program, Marketing Mastery Academy for Specialty Crop Growers, is designed to bring marketing skills and strategies to expand sales in Kansas. Russell Plashka, the Kansas Department of Agriculture Agriculture Marketing Director, said their growers do a very proficient job of raising specialty crops across the state. However, one of the concerns they hear often is the lack of training and support in the marketing of their products. So this training opportunity will address the challenges those farmers face and help them develop and implement a marketing plan. The Marketing Training Academy will be hosted online for up to 40 specialty crop grower applicants geographically distributed throughout Kansas and will consist of 7 training sessions on a variety of marketing topics. Registration can be done at ksspecialtycropmarketingacademy.com/register. And for more information, you can contact Sammy Gleason, the Kansas Department of Agriculture's From the Land of Kansas Marketing Manager at 785-564-6759. In Nebraska news, a bill introduced in the Nebraska legislature would take a page from other state and other federal governments by capping the monthly cost of insulin in Nebraska. The bill that was introduced on Friday by State Senator Tom Breese of Albion would cap the insulin costs of those privately insured in Nebraska to $100 per month. Similar caps ranging from $100 a month to as low as $25 a month have been passed in a number of other states, including Connecticut, Colorado, and Illinois. This month, Medicare recipients will see their insulin costs capped at $35 a month as part of the Inflation Reduction Act signed into law last year. The cap is estimated to lower costs for nearly 2 million people on Medicare who currently pay an average of $572 annually out of pocket for insulin. Breese's bill would take effect on the first day of 2024, and the bill also states that nothing in the measure would prevent a policy, contract, or plan from reducing that cap to an amount less than $100. One person is in jail after a frightening incident turned into a drug arrest. The Adams County Sheriff's Office responded to a vehicle train crash near the Union Pacific Crossing on East J Street on Friday afternoon as authorities said a 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee attempted to cross the railroad tracks in a non-crossing location just to the north of the legal crossing. During that attempt, the vehicle became lodged on the tracks and was struck by a southbound freight train. The driver and the only occupant of the Jeep didn't suffer any injuries. However, during the course of the investigation, deputies found more than 130 pounds of marijuana and a handgun at the scene. The driver of the vehicle, Mackie Yaquo Muhammad from Phoenix, Arizona, was arrested and taken to the Adams County Jail. Agencies that assisted the Adams County Sheriff's Office in the investigation were the Nebraska State Patrol, Hastings Police Department, and the Trident Drug Task Force, and the Hastings Fire and Rural Fire Departments also responded to the scene. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack seal project will begin January 12th on N61, and crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 40 to Reference Post 54 in Imperial and North, and the work is anticipated to take 15 days. Traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, January 4th, includes that during the meeting, City Clerk Alex McKenna gave the oath of office to council members Gerald Jones of Ward 1, Andrew Black of Ward 2, and Ron Briery of Ward 3. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve Mayor Jones's 2023 council committee appointments, and they are: for the Finance Committee, Chairperson Dennis Gilhausen and Vice Chair Andrew Black, Member Ron Briery. For the Utility Committee, Chairperson Andrew Black, Vice Chair Gerald Jones, and Member Dean Little. For the Personnel Committee, Chairperson Dean Little, Vice Chair Robert Bowman, and Member Gerald Jones. For the Public Safety Committee, Chairperson Gerald Jones, Vice Chair Ron Briery, and Member Robert Bowman. For the Parks and Cemetery Committee, Chairperson Robert Bowman, Vice Chair Dean Little, and Member Dennis Gilhausen. And for the Public Works Committee, Chairperson Ron Briery, Vice Chair Dennis Gilhausen, and Member Andrew Black. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve board and council representative positions for 2023, and they are: for the Airport Board, Ron Briery and Andrew Black. For the KMEA Council Representative, Mayor Jones, James Maru, and Alex McKenna. For the County Commission Council Representative, Dean Little. For the Bed Tax Committee Council Representative, Ron Briery. For the Library Board, Mayor Jones. For the Solid Waste Committee Representatives, Mayor Jones, James Maru, and Robert Bowman. For the Economic Development Committee, Mayor Jones and Andrew Black. For the Chamber of Commerce Council Representative, Andrew Black. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve other city appointments for 2023 that include the Norton City Clerk, Alex McKenna, the Norton City Treasurer, Patty Lawson, Chief of Police, Jerry Cullumber, Norton City Attorney, Abby Horn, the Norton City Prosecutor, Doug Sebelius, Fire Chief, Cameron Archer, Municipal Judge, Jerry Hawks, Official City Newspaper, the Norton Telegram, and the official city radio station, KQNK. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Ron Briery to appoint Andrew Black as the council president. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Funeral services for Dr. R.A. Buzz Peterson, 81, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, January 12th at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, January the 11th at the funeral home, and the family will greet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76, of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 14th at the Plumber Gobber funeral home, and visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having sausage, gravy, and biscuits, fruit, and milk. For Norton Community High School, that's Norton Community High School and Junior High. For Eisenhower Elementary, lunch today will be peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken enchiladas, Spanish rice, vegetable, and fruit. For Norton Schools today, at 2:23 p.m., the Junior High Stucco Meeting. At 4 p.m., the Varsity Scholars Bowl at MCL. At 6:30 p.m., the 6th Grade Band Concert. And at 7 p.m., the USD 211 Board of Education Meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 52 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 20 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 54 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Wednesday, there's a 40% chance of rain after noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 44. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 54. Currently with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.04. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
The new year is here. Time for a change. Start a recession-resistant new career in the high-demand IT field with My Computer Career. In just months, already in IT? Build your cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions employers nationwide are desperate to fill. Attend classes live online or on campus, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs were able to walk out of Las Vegas on Saturday afternoon with a 31-13 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders to wrap up the regular season and earn the number one seed in the AFC playoffs this season. And quarterback Patrick Mahomes, after the game, discussed earning that number one seed for the Chiefs and are heading into the playoffs once again in his short young career. And he discussed what it felt like to reach the playoffs after such a tumultuous offseason with so many moving parts and how this team managed to stay together and reach this point with all that turnover.
I mean, it starts with the organization and the coaches. I mean, they've set a culture here that, I mean, it was started before I was even here. And so you get a lot of guys in here that learn how we do things. We have a lot of veterans on our team. And when you bring in new guys, you just show them by the way you act. And luckily for us, Brett Veach and Coach Reed brought in a lot of guys that were ready to work and wanted to get out there as quickly as possible. And I think you've seen as the season's gone on, those rookies are getting better, and then the veterans are starting to hit the right moment going into the playoffs.
Okay, in sports.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water, and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. It looks like we have a couple of warm days ahead of us with temperatures running into the 50s and 60s across much of Kansas. But a potent storm system that's currently in California is going to be making its way into the Central Plains by Wednesday night and Thursday. That will bring some folks in central and northern Kansas some wintry precipitation. Accumulation amounts would be fairly low because the ground temperatures will be warm, but it will move out by Thursday morning. Meanwhile, temperatures drop into the 30s and 40s on Thursday, warming up again for next weekend. In northwestern Kansas, dry and quiet weather, mild today with a high temperature likely in the low 50s with a clear sky tonight, low in the mid-20s. In north central Kansas, our high today in the mid-50s, low tonight in the low 20s. Northeastern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high 55, our low 28. Southwestern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high today near 60. In south central Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 50s. And a breezy day with a partly cloudy sky in southeast Kansas, our high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, no new news to start the week that's going to move the market one way or the other. The wholesale beef market, definitely solid, even with some of the increases that we had at the end of the week. But one of the things we're looking at on the livestock, or beef side, that is this market is not going to get out in front of the cash market after we had basically fully steady trade at 157 from this past week. We did see some volatility in the soybean complex, starting out higher, turning lower, and basically being close to unchanged. We see wheat futures right now up about a half cent, corn futures down a penny, and soybean futures up one. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you ought to check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological